Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect. It is 1:31 p.m. on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. Present today are Senator Olson, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Yunt, myself, Senator Merrick. This afternoon, we will hold hearings on House Bill 26, Statewide Public and Community Transit Plan, and Senate Bill 129, Payment of Contracts. Free fitties. Call this committee back to order at 1:32 p.m. We are joined by Senator Dunbar. So first up today, we're going to take up House Bill 26, Statewide Public and Community Transit Plan by Representative Mina. This is our third hearing. We heard this bill last week where we heard invited and public testimony. I do not see Representative Mina, but her staff is here if you would like to come forward. Do you have any opening comments?
Thank you, Chair Merrick. For the record, Claire Warnicki, staff to Representative Mina. I do not have any opening comments, but I am happy to answer questions. And she sends her regrets. She's currently in House Transportation.
Certainly. Is there any discussion or questions from the committee? Seeing none, Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 26, version 34-LS0276, /I.A from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, House Bill 26 is moved from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. I call the committee to order at 1:35 p.m. Next, we'll hear Senate Bill 129, Payment of Contracts by Senator Kawasaki. This is our fourth hearing of the bill. We have previously heard invited and public testimony. Senator, if you and your staff, Jenna Calhoun, would like to come forward and give us a brief reintroduction of your bill.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the Senate Community and Regional Community and Regional Affairs Committee. I don't really have anything else to say other than I really do appreciate the committee's willingness to move this along as we have the debates and the consideration. This is just a good business bill. It's a good government bill. It's about efficiencies and about making sure that our contractors are paid as soon as they're due. And that's what the bill intends to do.
Thank you, Senator Kawasaki. Are there questions? Senator Yunt.
Thank you, through the chair. I know we're just getting refreshed on everything. It's our fourth time hearing it, but I just wanted to confirm it is 30 days, correct? Is it still 30 days for the prompt payment?
For the record, Jenna Calhoun, staff to Senator Kawasaki, through the chair, Senator Yunt, yes, 30 days is the deadline.
Okay, so through the chair, I love the intent. I think it's a great idea. My concern is that most accounting departments operate within, there's like 3 to 5, maybe 10 days a month that's really, really heavy for them. And if there's holidays and different things that happen during that time, it could really throw things into a loop, right? And so I will probably be putting, maybe putting a mend on there. I think it would work better if it was like 45 to 59 days or something, but just food for thought. Accounting departments, they're very dry people that do very dry things, and like holidays and things can get in the way sometimes, and so it's just something I would consider. So, nothing personal to the accountants out there. So,
thank you, Senator Yunt, and 4 of us will hear this bill in Senate Labor and Commerce, the next committee of referral. Anything further? Seeing none, Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 129 versus version 39-Lima-Sierra-0690/November from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes.
Brief it is.
Madam Chair, I want to clarify, I am moving Senate Bill 129, version 34-LS0690/November.
Thank you. Is there an objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 129 is moved from committee. This concludes our agenda for this afternoon. Members, please stay to sign the paperwork. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, February 10th at 1:30 p.m. We will hear 2 bills by Senator Bjorkman, Senate Bill 192 on evacuation plans and Senate Bill 200 on land assessments. With that, we are adjourned at 1:39 p.m.